我们求主教导我们如何呼出与吸入。
So we ask Lord to teach us how to breathe out and breathe in.
这首诗歌第二节说到，我是呼出我的生命。
And sensor number two says that I am breathing out my own life.
我才可能被充满。
That I may be filled with thine.
他下面说到，放弃软弱或是力尽。
And then he says, letting go of my strength and weakness.
吸入怜悯与恩赞。
Breathing in thy life divine.
叫我们一生，我们一呼一吸，我们得着主他一切的丰富。
So that in our whole life, through breathing out and breathing in, we receive His fullness.
早上我们在这里要一起教宗到一个题目，叫做经历十架的软弱与大能。
So this morning we're going to talk about how we may experience the weakness and strength of the cross.
这个软弱和我们通常所认识的软弱是不一样的。
And this weakness that we talked about is different from what we know about.
我们要不但认识，而且要经历十架的软弱与大能。
So let's not only learn, but experience the weakness and strength of this cross.
我记得好多年前，开始学习打网球。
I remember that many years ago, I learned to play tennis.
我遇到一群人，他们是天天在那里打网球的。
And I met this group of people who play tennis every day.
他们很好心就教我。
And then they were nice, so they wanted to teach me.
教我这个拍子，因为他说球很这个力量很大，拍子要握紧啊。
And then they tell me that since the tennis ball could get really strong, you have to hold on to the racket tight.
这个角度要锁紧啊。
And you should hold on to the bracket this particular way.
他教我怎么样去把这个拍子挥出去。
And how you should swing the bracket.
可是后来我真正在打的时候
，But then when I started playing tennis myself,
我发现说那个力量出不去啊。
I realized that I don't know how to use my strength.
我也发现这些打网球的很多都有什么网球肘，对不对
？And then there is a lot of people that play tennis. They have the tennis elbow.
慢慢我有一个新的看见。
So slowly I have this realization.
如果弟兄姊妹要学网球，你也可以试试看哈。
That brothers and sisters, if you want to play tennis, you should pay attention to this.
这个拍子不能抓得太紧哎。
That you cannot hold on to the bracket too tightly.
这个身体要非常的柔软哎。
And in fact, you have to be flexible.
你那么紧的，这么硬的，打出来的。
If you hold on too tight, then you can't use your strength.
哎呀，后来我想说，是的，很多时候我们用我们的力尽。
And then a lot of times I realized that we try to use our strength and hold on to things too tightly.
但是呢，好像很容易受伤。
And then if that, you get hurt easily.
力量也出不来。
And at the same time, you can't use your strength.
很多的运动他们都先要做柔软的练习哈。
Just like a lot of other exercises, you first have to warm up.
今天我们讲的是一件非常深入重要属灵的事。
So today what we are talking about is really in depth and is important.
他这边讲到十架，让我们经历到十架的，一边是软弱，另外一面呢是大能。
He said that on the cross, there's two sides that we have to experience, the weakness and the strength of it.
这个软弱跟我们通常听到别人讲说我现在很软弱，有时候很大的区别的。
And this weakness is very different from the weakness that we proclaim in our daily life.
有人讲说我很软弱，因为别人说了一句话叫我受伤了。
And then sometimes people say that I am weak now because someone hurt me with his words.
所以我也不想聚会了，这个那个的。
And because of that, now I don't want to come to meetings anymore.
那个软弱不是这边讲的软弱。
Now that weakness is not the weakness that we're talking about.
那种软弱因为里面太强了。
That weakness is because of the pride that it within.
太硬了。
You are tight.
所以很容易就受伤了。
So because of that, you get hurt easily.
但是我们要来认识什么是十架的软弱与大能。
But what we want to learn is the weakness of the cross. And the strength of the cross.
我们一起来读哥林多前书第一章十八节。
So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1:18.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大。在灵前，保罗在这里传讲十字架的信息。
In the 1 Corinthians, Paul is preaching the words of God.
十字架的道理在那灭亡的人是愚拙的。
It says, for the words of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
但是在我们得救的人，他说却为神的大能。
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
一章二十七节，我们一起来读。
First Corinthians chapter 1:27 together.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。 神拣选世界上那些软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong.
弟兄姊妹，十字架的道理，十字架的原则，跟我们天然人的原则是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, the principles of the cross is very different from the principle of our life.
保罗在哥林多前书传讲十字架的信息。
Now, this is the message that Paul preached in 1 Corinthians.
这是人以为是软弱的。
Is that the things that men think that are weak?
人以为是愚拙的。
Things that men think are foolish.
但是在得救的人。
But for the people that are saved,
真正认识十字架信息的
the people that truly knows the message of cross,
十字架是神的智慧
that the cross is the wisdom of God,
是神的能力
and the cross is the strength of cross.
所以我们要从主耶稣基督的身上
So through Jesus Christ,
我们看见基督他的软弱和他的大能
We could see that what is his weakness and what is his strength.
我们的主他就是那位全能的神
That our Lord is this all Almighty God.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
宇宙万有都是他所创造的。
And He is the Creator of all.
但是当主耶稣为我们道成肉身来到地上。
But when our Lord Jesus, Word became flesh.
在诗篇第八篇第二节。
In Psalm chapter 8 verse 2.
这边说你因敌人的缘故。
It says that from the mouth of infants and nursing babes.
从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
You have established strength,
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言
so that the adversaries to make enemies and the revengeful cease.
啊，很稀奇，这位全能的神
Now, amazingly, this mighty God,
他为我们来到地上
He came to this world.
他面对仇敌这么大的一个权势
And he faced the adversaries and their great strength.
在世界上有多少这些要把主赶出去
And in this world, there are so many that rejected God.
要把这位神的儿子除掉
And they wanted to kill the Son of God.
整个阴府的权势用尽他的力量要来把我们的主耶稣击败
And all these men of the enemy want to kill Jesus.
但是我们说我们的神我们的主他就是神
But then we said that our Lord is God.
他说有就有命立就立
And whatever he commands It becomes.
他难道不能用他口中的话就把仇敌整个就毁灭了吗
？So how come at that time he didn't use his words to eliminate the enemy?
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的主他为我们来到地上。
But brothers and sisters, I tell you, our Lord come to this world.
他带着一个极宝贵的使命来。
And he brought with us this holy commission.
他不但要成为我们的代替。
And not only he wants to be our substitute.
要救赎我们。
He wants to save us.
他更要带我们进入他的荣耀。
But moreover, he wants to bring us with him into glory.
在这个属灵征战里。
So this is the spiritual warfare.
主耶稣他好像站在一个婴孩和吃奶的地位上。
Now, the position that Jesus took is actually the position of an infant.
啊，这边所形容到的是一个最没有力量、最软弱的。
And in this word, it describes the one that is without any power.
婴孩和吃奶的，他不能有什么反抗的力量。
The infants and the nursing babies, they are without strength.
那你想说，一个是仇敌这么样的残暴，这么样的有能力。
So you think that on one hand, it is the enemy who is strong.
另外一面呢，讲到婴孩和吃奶的。
And on the other hand, is the infants and the nursing babies.
哦，弟兄姊妹，主在这里让我们看见。
So brothers and sisters, through these, the Lord has revealed.
他来到地上。
That when he comes to this world.
他没有什么加薪美容。
He didn't come with a handsome face.
他没有靠着他神的能力在那里彰显他的自己。
He didn't come with the power of God.
主耶稣，他像神的羔羊。
But he came as the Lamb of God.
他被牵到宰杀之地。
And then he was led to the slaughterhouse.
默默无声。
And he did not speak a word.
他好像婴孩和吃奶的。
He was acting like an infant and a nursing baby.
放下所有，他面对仇敌之后放下所有的能力。
And when he faced this enemy, he has put down all his strength.
哦，他站在一个最卑微的地位上。
So that he took on the position of the most humbled.
站在人的面前也是站在一个最卑微的地位。
So that when he stand before men, he took the humble position.
人可以辱骂他。
So that men could despise him.
人可以吐唾沫在他的脸上。
And men could insult him.
啊，人可以怎么样来羞辱他。
And men can do whatever to insult our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，但是这一 篇诗篇里面他告诉我们
But then brothers and sisters, in this verse in Psalms, he said,
是在吃奶和婴孩的口中他建立了能力
That it is from the mouth of infants and nursing babies that he has established strength.
我们的主胜过了仇敌
That it is through this our Lord overcame the enemy.
这个胜啊是叫仇敌和报仇的是闭口无言
And this victory, this overcoming makes the revengeful cease.
没有话讲
So they are now speechless.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的主站在人的地位上。
So brothers and sisters, our God take on the position of man.
他的生命，他的美德。
And his life and his appearance.
胜过了仇敌所有的权势。
Through man, he has overcome the enemy.
这是一个极大的能力。
And this is his greatest power.
所以我们看见在哥林多后书第十三章。
So that's when he sees 2 Corinthians chapter 13,
第三节和第四节,
verse 3 and 4.
我们一起来读一下。
Together, let's read.
你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据, 我必不宽容, 因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的, 在你们里面是有大能的。他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样，同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。这边讲到一件事情。
Here it talks about one thing.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上。
That he was crucified because of weakness.
所以从人的角度，我们想说。我们的主他怎么可能会软弱呢
So in man's position, we look at God and said, How can our Lord be weak?
常常我们讲的很习惯，我现在又软弱了，他这个随时也是很软弱的。
Now a lot of time we use the word weak to describe our position. We are weak because of something.
但是我们说我们的主他不会是软弱的。
Then we ask, How can our Lord be weak?
可是圣经上明明这么写着。
But that's exactly what the Bible said.
他因软弱被钉在
That he was crucified because of weakness.
这个软弱不是说主没有神的能力。
And this weakness does not mean that God does not his strength.
这个软弱说到主他愿意甘心舍了他的自己。
But this weakness means that God is willing to deny himself.
他愿意放下他的自己。
He is willing to put down his strength.
他愿意站在人的地位上。
And he is willing to take on a position of man.
弟兄姊妹，不是三根钉子能够把主。留在十字架上。
And brothers and sisters, three nails cannot put our Lord on the cross.
是主耶稣爱我们的大爱。
But it's because of the love of Jesus himself.
叫他留在十字架上。
That he would rather stay on the cross for us.
主可以差遣求父差遣十二营的天使。
Now, our Lord could ask God to send the 12 angels to save him.
但他独自为我们饮了苦杯。
But yet, he chose to take the cup of bitterness for us.
我们求主开我们的眼睛。
So we ask the Lord to open up our
eyes. 让我们看见基督他如何是因着软弱被钉在十字架上。
So that we could see that the God take on this weak position to go onto the cross for us.
今天我们说耶稣基督已经把他的生命赐给我们。
And today we proclaim that the Lord has given his life for us.
我们宝贵主的生命在我们里面。
So how about we precious this new life?
那主也要我们来经历，叫我们不但认识，也来经历他的生命到底是怎么样的一个生命。
And yes, the Lord wants us to not only know but experience this new life that is now in us.
常常我们的软弱是因着我们天然生命的骄傲。
Now a lot of times when we proclaim that we're weak, it's because we are prideful.
我们所谓有力气、有能力。
And then we reach the limit of what we can do of our own strength.
出于我们天然生命里面的把握。
The strength that comes from our natural life.
但是这一切其实神他叫我们看见。
But through all this, the God wants us to realize one thing.
有一个真正的基督的软弱。
That there is this weakness in Christ.
叫我们能够进入。
And through this weakness, we could enter.
什么时候我们愿意放下我们自己？
And whenever we are willing to deny ourselves.
主耶稣在十字架上，他舍了他的自己。
Now Jesus denied himself when he was on the cross.
他这边告诉我们说，却因神的大能仍然活着。
But here is that yet he lives because of the power of God.
一面我们看见在十字架上，他 因着软弱被钉十字架。
On one hand, Jesus was willing to be weak to go onto the cross.
当主在十字架最后他说成了。
And at the end, when Jesus says that is finished,
救恩完成了。
When the salvation is done,
他在十字架上击伤了仇敌的头。
And the cross, now he has hurt the enemy's head.
他胜过了仇敌的权势。
And on the cross, now Jesus overcame the enemy.
这个极大的能力彰显出来。
And then through that, the strength.
就在这个时候我们所看见人所看见的却是他以着软弱钉在十字架上。
And then at the end we see that Jesus denied himself and took on the weak positions to go onto the cross.
前几天听到有一位姊妹她讲一件事情。
A couple of days ago, a sister told me of this one thing.
她说在大年初二就是过去这个大年初二的时候。
And she said that, during the Chinese New Year,
她想要回娘家去。
She wanted to go back home.
但他先生不准他回去。
But her husband didn't want her to go back to her home.
那不准他带着孩子回去。
And she didn't want her to take the children and to go home.
所以我们很难想象他在家庭里面所有的经过的环境是怎么样的一个情形。
So it's hard to imagine what this sister needed to go through.
但是下面当我们看见那位姊妹，她每一个主日的早上是第一个到教会里面。
But then later on, I realized that this sister is the sister that always came to the church first.
到教会里面来煮饭啊什么的。
She would always be the first to come and to prepare the meal.
她说她能够得着机会，能够到主的面前来聚会，她一定充满了感谢。
And then she says, every time she has a chance to serve and to be close to the Lord, she is full of thankfulness.
但是经过了好长的征战，后来她先生终于答应她说，好吧，主日早上让你去。
And then, now later on, it is through a long time battling with her husband that her husband finally let her come to church and serve.
哦，她每一次来到聚会的里面。
So that's why every time when she comes to the meeting,
她那里面的那个喜乐。
She is filled with joy.
她被主的爱所充满。
She is filled with love.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天我们没有在这个环境的里面。
And brothers and sisters, we live in a different situation.
但是我们要认识到。
But one thing that we should realize,
我们姊妹她的经历。
Is that our sister's experience?
当她愿意放下她的自己
，when she is willing to deny herself,
她愿意伏在那个环境的里面
，when she is willing to lay down on these positions,
有一个能力要从她身上出去
，then all of a sudden this strength is revealed through her.
现在还没有看见
，maybe we don't see it now,
但是她正在进行
，but then we know that it's happening.
我们知道这是一个事实
，we know that this is a fact.
这是我们可以经历的。
This is something that we could also experience.
一个带改变的大能。
It is this overcoming power to change.
在于我们愿意放下自己。
It starts with us denying ourselves.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上。
Said, for indeed he was crucified because of weakness.
却因神的大能仍然活着。
Yet he lives because of the power of God.
下面说我们也是这样同他软弱。
And then here it says, for we also are weak in him.
但因神向你们所显的大能。
Yet we will live with him.
也必与他同活。
Because of the power of God.
我们在过去的礼拜五晚上和弟兄姊妹一起，我们做了哥林多后书的总结。
Last Friday, we had a conclusion of the Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书是一卷非常特别的书。
Now, Second Corinthians is indeed a very special book in the Bible.
所以有人讲说，在保罗书信中，以弗所是启示最高的。
So people said that the letters of Ephesians is the one that has the highest revelation.
一个以弗所书讲到。教会是基督的身体。
Because the Ephesians talked about how the church is the house of God.
哥罗西书
the body of God.
说到基督是教会的元首。
And then Galatians talk about how Christ is the head of the church.
这些都是很高的启示。
Now these are all great revelations in the Bible.
但是哥林多后书却是经历最深的一卷书。
But the second Corinthians is the representation of an experience.
特别让我们认识保罗这个新约的执事
，It shows us this new apostle Paul.
他是新约的哈，是一个 minister.
Oh, how he is a minister in the New Testament.
那我们看见哥林多后书像是保罗的自传。
And we see that Second Corinthians is like an autobiography of Paul.
在前书他讲了很多的真理。
In the First Corinthians, he laid down a lot of rules and truths. He talked about the words of the cross. But now, when we get into the Second Corinthians, we get to see what Paul experienced himself. What life that he lived. The things that Paul actually has done in his life is exactly what he wrote to the brothers in Corinthians, in the First Corinthians.
Now.
That when Jesus went onto the cross, that is the answer of all questions. Let's read together 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
因为我曾定了主义在你们中间不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架我在你们那又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊这是我们在读灵前的时候我们说保罗他是大有学问的
So when we read the First Corinthians, we remember that Paul was a scholar.
保罗绝对不是一个软弱胆怯的人。
And Paul was not someone who was weak and in trembling.
我们也读到在使徒行传，他面对仇敌的时候，他那个勇敢啊。
And then when we read the book of Acts, we remember that Paul has always been strong.
人家用石头打，以为把他打死了。
And then when people stoned him, they couldn't kill him.
拖到城外去，后来呢，他醒过来，他又回到城里面去。
And then when people dragged him out of the city, when he woke up, he walked right back in.
他讲到他受的多少多少的环境。
And when Paul reminded us how many situations he has overcome.
我们说在保罗的字典里面应该没有什么软弱惧怕的。
So when we look at the description of Paul, it should not be weak or be in trembling.
可是他说我到你们那里，他到哥林多。
But then Paul here said that when I come to the Corinthians,
他讲说怎么样? 又软弱,又惧怕,又甚战惊。
And Paul described himself as in, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
这个软弱,这个惧怕,这个战惊,
now this weakness, this fear, and this trembling,
到底是什么原因呢?
What made Paul became like that?
我相信哥林多的圣徒并不会说要把保罗像这些犹太人、罗马兵丁要把他抓起来。
I think that the Corinthians, they didn't want to just bound up Paul and to put him to death.
哥林多的教会有很多的问题。
Now, we know that there's a lot of problems in the Church of Corinthians.
但我想这些问题并不是他们是以暴力著称的。
But I don't think those problems make them violent.
那什么叫保罗到他们那里去又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊?
So what is making Paul to be weak and to be in fear?
在他们当中，哥林多教会当时有一些犯淫乱的事。
Now maybe in the that church of the Corinthians at that time there are people that commit adultery.
有一些情况是分门结党的事情。
There are people that are separated into different groups.
他在前书指出他们好多的情况。
So now in the First Corinthians, a lot of situations arise in this church.
保罗要告诉他们，耶稣基督并他钉十字架是所有问题的答案。
But then Paul wanted to remind them that. There is nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹, 保罗, 他来到哥林多的教会,
so now, brothers and sisters, when Paul arrived into the Church of Corinthians,
他在那里定了主意,
and then at that moment, he has made up his mind.
他说在你们中间不知道别的,
that he said that, when I come among you, I will know nothing.
不是他的学问,
I'm not going to use my knowledge.
不是他的知识,
I'm not going to use my experience.
不是他过去的敬虔,
I'm not going to use the things that I have done.
不是他在宗教世界的地位,
I'm not going to use the positions in church.
他把这一切都放下,
he has laid down everything that he has.
不知道别的,
and he says, there's nothing among you.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架,
except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姊妹, 当他愿意放下他所有的历尽,
brothers and sisters, at that time, Paul is willing to put down everything that he had.
那个软弱,
and at that time, he comes in the form of weakness.
那个惧怕,
he comes in the form of fear.
那个战惊,
he comes in the form of trembling.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the experience of Paul.
And
today, Paul is telling us his own experience.
也要我们一同在这个经历上, 我们知道主他的死, 主他的埋葬, 主他的复活。
And he wants us to be a partaker of Jesus going onto the cross dying and resurrecting.
就像主他如何因着软弱被钉十字架,
just like how Jesus overcame by weakness.
但却因神的大能, 他仍然活着,
and live in the power of God.
保罗他如何又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊,
and how Paul was in weakness and in fear and in trembling.
但是我们看见保罗他在那里传福音, 充满了圣灵大能的名证,
but yet, on the other hand, when he preached the gospel, he is full of strength.
这是一个属灵的原则,
and this is the principle of a spirituality.
他能够说, 有谁软弱, 我不软弱呢?
And he said, who is weak without my being weak?
有谁跌倒, 我不焦急呢?
And who is led into sin without my intense concern?
他说我若必须自夸, 就夸那关乎我软弱的事,
and he said, if I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness.
哦, 今天我们讲到软弱, today, 但是我们求主, 让我们认识, 保罗他所经历的那个软弱,
today when we talk about weakness, we want God to make us understand what weakness is.
我们讲的软弱常常因着我们宝贵我的天然生命,
when we talk about weakness, we also proclaim that the weakness is from my own strength.
所以我们觉得我属灵的光景有时高有时低有时刚强有时软弱,
so that we will see that in a spiritual life there's ups and downs and there's good and bad.
但是真正的软弱,
but the real weakness that we have to understand is that we need to deny ourselves.
你靠自己你没有办法来做神的工作,
because through our own strength, we cannot complete His work.
我们不是靠着自己来说什么,
and it's not from our mouth what we could say.
所有出于天然生命的,
anything that is from this natural body,
所有的肉体都是无益的,
anything that comes from the flesh is meaningless.
哦, 弟兄姊妹, 但是这个软弱, 我们愿意放下自己的时候, 你就经历到有一个能力,
so brothers and sisters, when we proclaim ourselves as weak, when we are willing to deny ourselves, then the strength will come from within.
保罗的夸软弱是他真的是有一个具体的承认接受,
the only time when Paul boast is that he boasts in his own weakness.
我们不过是一个瓦器,
that we are only a vessel.
今天是有宝贝在瓦器的里面,
and today it is the spirit that dwells in this vessel.
哦, 弟兄姊妹, 今天不是我这个天然人能够做多少的事情,
brothers and sisters, it's not today what me, my flesh, can do.
我们不过是一个瓦器,
and we have to realize that we are only a vessel.
今天是有宝贝在瓦器里,
and today, it is this precious spirit that is in this vessel.
要显出莫大的能力,
and it is this spirit that wants to show its strength.
是出于神, 不是出于我们,
the strength that is from God and not from ourselves.
所以我们在哥林多后书, 我们看见有好多好多, 他写到一些对比的情形,
so in the 2nd Corinthians, we see a lot of different comparisons.
他讲到四面受敌, 却不被困住,
and he said, so even though we are surrounded by the enemy, yet we are not bound yet.
这个环境所遭遇的,
so he talks about how in the situation it looks like,
但是一个与主同样经过软弱能够彰显出与主一样的那个能力,
but yet on the other hand, there is one that experienced the strength from God.
所以四面受敌呢, 却不被困住,
so even though we are surrounded by the enemy, yet we are not bound yet.
他说心里作难, 却不致失望,
even though we look to be disappointed, but yet we are not discouraged.
遭逼迫, 却不被丢弃,
and even though we are persecuted, yet we are not forsaken.
打倒了, 却不致死亡,
even though we are pushed down, yet we are not dead.
到灵后第六章, 他告诉我们说, 似乎不为人所知, 却是人所共知的,
and yes, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9, it says, as unknown, yet well known.
似乎要死, 却是活着的,
as dying, yet behold,
relieved.
And in every one of these comparisons,
我想都是一个生命经历所发表出来的,
I see that this is the result of Paul's personal experience.
所以一念我们在一个软弱惧怕战惊,
so on one hand, we are weak, we are in fear,
因为没有一件事情, 能够靠着我们的自己,
because there's nothing that could be accomplished by my own strength.
但是你在一个最艰难的环境,
but it is when you're in your most difficult time,
你却有另外一个经历,
that now you have another experience.
有一个能力, 是一个莫大的能力, 不是出于我们自己,
now there's this new strength that is not from you,
乃是出于神,
this new strength that is from God himself.
他说, 似乎要死, 却是, 活着的。
He said, as punished, yet not put to death.
似乎受责罚，却是不致丧命的。
As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。
As poor, yet making many rich.
似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足。
As poor, yet making many rich.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
As having nothing, yet possessing all things.
我相信保罗他的经历也能够成为我们的经历。
And I believe that what Paul has experienced can be your experience as well.
在我们身上常常有这种神圣的矛盾。
Now, in our lifetime, there's always this conflict.
在别人看见我们身上，可能也发现他们这些人是非常非常的奇怪，很特别的。
When people look at us, they might thought that we are weird.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
As having nothing, yet possessing all things.
他说，似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足。
As poor, yet making many rich.
哎，我们读到保罗的经历实在是太深了哈。
Now, when we look at Paul's personal experience, it is in depth.
哥林多后书就像保罗他的自传。
Now, 2 Corinthians is like the autobiography of Paul.
很多时候我们读的时候，你就好像看见保罗这个人呐、啊，他好像这么的活生生的就在我们的面前。
Now, when we read 2 Corinthians, we are like looking at Paul walking his life in front of us.
我们有没有觉得我们似乎是这样，但是却是？实在的情形却又是另外一种情形。
Now, don't you think that sometimes you think that you're doing one thing, yet you're completely doing another?
似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的。
We look like we're in sorrow, but indeed we're rejoicing.
也许我们天然人讲，我遇到的环境，我的遭遇，我应该是很忧愁的。
Maybe one day you face one thing, and that thing is supposed to make you really sad.
当我们那个姊妹他如果讲到他的遭遇他的环境，你说他应该天天活在忧愁里。
Now when the sisters gave us her testimony, just looking at those things that happened to her, she should be in sorrow.
但是我们可以经历到在那样子应该忧愁的环境却是常常快乐的。
But yet, even though she was supposed to be in sorrow, she is rejoiced.
当我们愿意放下自己
is when we are willing to deny ourselves.
呼出我们老旧的生命。
When we're willing to breathe out our life.
我们可以吸入主的安慰。
And at that same time, you could breathe in the comfort of our spirit.
你就得着基督，他是我们的喜乐。
And it is at that time that we know that Christ is our joy.
这个喜乐是不能被夺去的喜乐。
And this joy cannot be taken away.
这每一个经历，我们求主让我们也能够进入一点点。
So how about we ask God to let us experience all these things?
保罗他经历到十架的软弱与大能。
And Paul has experienced both the weakness and strength of the cross.
从他的经历，从他的生活里面，他把这一个事实能够活出来了。
And through his life, through his own testimony, he lived out this weakness and strength.
所以在哥林多后书，他特别着重的讲到新约的执事，好，讲到这位 minister， 讲到这个人。
So that's why in the New Testament, in the 2nd Corinthians, it gives us a description of this minister.
对，我们把哥林多前书和后书放在一起。
So now if we put the 1st Corinthians and the 2nd Corinthians together,
启示和经历是不可以分开的。
The revelations and testimonies cannot be separated.
今天主开我们的眼睛。
Today, let's ask the Lord to open up our eyes.
我们里面就会承认。
So that now we have this admission.
神他真的是拣选世界上那个软弱的愚拙的。
That we understand that God wants to pick the weak and the foolish.
你说我就是那个软弱的。
And let's proclaim that I am the weak.
我就是那个愚拙的。
And I am the foolish.
啊，但是今天我们说我们是一个蒙恩的儿女。
And said, at the same time, we say that we are the blessed children.
神拣选了愚拙的。
That God has chosen the foolish.
叫有智慧的羞愧。
So that these foolish could shame the wise.
他拣选了世上软弱的。
And he has chosen the weak.
叫那些强壮的羞愧。
To shame the one who claims strong.
主带我们认识到十字架的道理。
And God wants us to understand this meaning of the cross.
今天他要我们经历，从我们身上能够活出来。
And today he wants us to experience and give testimony.
林后十二章第九节、第十节，我们一起来读一下。
Let's read together 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10.
他对我说
and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. We know that God has taken Paul into the third heaven.
所以林后十二章里面，一面呢，他讲到一个最高的一个启示。
So in the Second Corinthians chapter 12, on one hand, he shows us the highest revelation.
带他到一个启示的高峰。
How he is now on the highest of the revelation.
另外一面呢，神把一个刺让撒旦容许在他的身上。
And on the other hand, God put these thorns on Paul.
他三次求主把那个刺。
And even though Paul asked God three times to take away this thorn,
但是神没有答应他。
But God did not allow.
神没有把刺拿去。
God did not take away this thorn.
神却告诉他，我的恩典够你用的。
And God said to Paul, My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用的。
That my grace is sufficient for you.
一艘船，它经过了在海面的下面有礁石。
Now when a boat floats on the sea.It rises above the rocks.
也许我们祷告神啊，你把这个礁石拿走。
Maybe at times we would pray that God would take this rock away.
然后有一天你发现神没有答应这样的祷告。
And then maybe one day you realize that God did not take that rock away.
但是神却把水涨高起来。
But God did another thing. He rise up the water.
地下仍然是有着礁石。
Even though there's still this piece of rock.
但是船能够在海面上平安的。
But now your boat could rise above it.
神没有把保罗身上的那一根刺拿走。
Now God did not just take away this thorn from Paul's flesh.
神告诉他，我的恩典是够你用的。
But God said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my power is perfected in weakness.
他保罗也知道唯恐。他因着看见的启示这么的大，他就自高自大。
And then Paul wants to make sure that even though he sees the highest revelations, he does not boast in himself.
今天神他做的工作实在是太奇妙。
And today God always does amazing work.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
And his thoughts is always higher than ours.
他的道路是高过我们的道路。
And his paths are always better than ours.
当保罗听见神告诉他，我的恩典是够你用的。
So when Paul heard that.When God said, My grace is sufficient for you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那一个软弱，他所有的经历是把他自己愿意舍弃。
And brothers and sisters, when Paul said that he is weak, he means that he is willing to deny all his own strength.
什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
For when I am weak, I am strong.
当我们愿意承认，在我天然生命里面永远是软弱的。
When we're willing to admit.That whatever my flesh could do is weak.
不管你的感觉是怎么样。
Doesn't matter how you feel about it.
有时候你觉得最有把握的时候。
Maybe at times you feel that you have a good hold of this one thing.
可能是你最靠近那个失败的边缘的时候。
And I tell you, that's the moment when you're closest to failure.
最危险的时候。
That's when you're in danger.
我们要承认。我们天然生命都是软弱的。
So we have to believe and admit and accept.That anything come from my flesh is weak.
当我们愿意放下我们自己
is when we're willing to deny ourselves.
丁路易斯母有一次神给他一个开启。Pen Lewis.
Pen Lewis one time has this revelation.
神让他看见一个异象，一件破烂的衣服。
God gave him a vision of this torn down piece of clothing.
那个破烂的衣服在他面前摇一摇。
And this.Torn down piece of clothing was swinging in front of him.
把它丢了
so that he wanted to throw it away.
他里面有一个开启
But now he had this vision.
他认识十字架的意义
And he understood the meaning of a cross.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们说要舍己，我们觉得舍不得啊。
Brothers and sisters, when we say that we have to deny ourselves, it is hard to do.
因为你觉得你的己还有很多的宝贝，对不对
？Because you think that in you there's all this goodness.
所以这个舍有时候舍得蛮咬着牙，或者是说，哎呀，真的很不容易。
So it's very hard to deny yourself.
因为我们还宝贵自己。
Because there's a lot of goodness in you.
我们常常来看看自己，蛮欣赏一下。
And then you look at yourself. Sometimes you feel glad about who you are.
但是说主开我们的眼睛。
But let's ask God to open up our eyes.
那一天，丁师傅他眼睛开了，他看见我一切的义，我一切的好，不过像一个破烂的衣服。
That one day the brother received a vision and he realized that all his goodness is only a worn down piece of clothing.
我们没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing good in us.
我们只能夸我们的软弱。
And the only thing we should boast about is our weakness.
我们为什么夸呢？因为主耶稣拯救了我们。
Why do we want to boast about our weakness? Because through our weakness is Christ himself.
我们真看见自己的光景，你说我愿意把它舍掉。
Is when you realize and you understand that you have to deny yourself.
我们接受主他是我们的生命。
And that at that time we could receive His life as our life.
接受耶稣基督他是我们唯一的拯救。
To accept that He is our only way.
保罗他说：“我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。”
And here says, "Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, with distress, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake."
因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
For when I am weak, I am strong.
有一个能力是出于神的。
There is this one power that is from God.
我们说要显出一个莫大的能力。
And this power is great.
在瓦器里面，宝贝彰显出来的。
So let's use the spirit that is within this vessel and reveal what's inside.
我们渴望这个能力今天在教会里面，在神儿女的里面能够彰显出来。
And I long for this godly power to be revealed in each one of you.
也许在你的家庭当中，
maybe in your household.
面对你的孩子，
when you face your children.
在你的婚姻里面，
maybe in your marriage.
啊，有一个莫大的能力要显出来。
Great power that is waiting to be revealed through you.
在你工作的场合，
maybe in your work.
有一个莫大的能力要显出来。
There's this great strength that is willing to reveal through you.
今天神这座教会在地上成为他荣耀的见证。
So today the church is a testimony of God's strength.
有一个莫大的能力要显出来。
There's this great power that is willing to reveal through you.
它是从哪些人显出来呢？
But then where is it going to come from?
一般软弱的。
It's going to come through the people that are weak.
一般卑贱的。
The people that are foolish.
世人以为愚拙的。
The people that people think are foolish.
承认我们不过是瓦器。
The people that proclaim themselves only as a vessel.
我们愿意把自己放下来。
The people that are willing to deny themselves.
弟兄姊妹，显出莫大的能力来。
So brothers and sisters, let us all reveal this great strength.
我们再来唱这首诗歌235首。
So let's sing Psalm 235 again.
我们。